We've seen a few very high days across our livestock markets, and our grains continue to work lower. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Throughout the first 3 days of this week, we've seen our cattle markets several dollars higher every day. And Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag says,
well, yeah, we're continuing to see some pretty good strength come into the cattle markets. A lot of it, you know, being based off of Friday's reports, as the cattle on feed report was friendlier than anticipated, showing number of cattle in their feedlots on 8-year lows and placements at 16-year lows. So that helped to spur the market on, and very little herd expansion showing up in the cattle inventory report all gave this market some direction. Throw that in on top of the fact that we're likely not going to see a trade deal done with Brazil by the time the August 1 deadline comes into play. That means that there's going to be a 50% tariff on imports from Brazil. That's going to increase the cost of beef coming in. We import about 20% of our imports come out of Brazil, and that's likely going to slow that down. So it's going to tighten up that supply of beef some more, and that is helping to support that market.
And we have ideal growing conditions right now. We're getting rain, we're getting sunshine, heat, and our grain markets are definitely letting us know that we can't have both good growing conditions and prices.
That's basically what's putting most of the pressure in on the commodities right now, and that is the good growing conditions. As we continue to see a crop that is advancing in conditions, and we're moving right along. We've got August is going to be the most important month for soybeans. We continue to see, you know, the first 2 weeks look like it's going to be non-threatening weather as cooler temperatures and rain are going to continue. So yeah, it looks like it's going to be an almost ideal conditions for taking the crop into its most critical crop development stage. Corn is now being done pollinating. That went through a good pollination stage. So the question is going to be, you know, once we get boots on the ground and we start going through the crop, we're actually seeing what it looks like in the field. But as of right now, conditions continue to stay steady or improve. And that certainly is looking like USA might have to increase yields in their next report.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.